Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station. Sit back for the next 5 minutes and enjoy a little good stuff in your day. A reminder to you about the Cowboy Poetry and Old West Days going on in Valentine this weekend. Go to oldwestdays.net. Now, you could make it here by tonight's performance or be here Saturday for the art show and the Western Trade Show, as well as a couple of the featured performances on Saturday. So all that going on during Cowboy Poetry Month, Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering, Old West Days here in Valentine. It's at oldwestdays.net.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue, Continuous Knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or get your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively. Get it delivered now. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Mom, we all know that you're the one planning the vacation this summer, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants you to come to Valentine area and Cherry County. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out the 50 things to do in Cherry County. Maybe it's a trip down the scenic Niobrara River, a trip out to Merritt Reservoir for a fishing trip, some nice walleyes, and view the International Dark Skies area. All of that and much, much more here in Cherry County, Nebraska. And you can find it all online at visitvalentine.com. Kim, what do you have to share for our good stuff today?
It is Cowboy Poetry Month, so let's tip our hat to Red Steagall. It's called Born to This Land. I've kicked up the hidden mesquite roots and rocks from the place where I spread out my bed. I'm laying here under a sky full of stars with my hands folded up beneath my head. Tonight, there's a terrible pain in my heart like a knife. It cuts jagged and deep. This evening, the windmiller brought me the word that my granddaddy died in his sleep. I saddled my gray horse and I rode to a hill where, when I was a youngster of 9, my granddaddy said to me, "Son, this is ours, all of it, yours, your daddy's, and mine. Son, my daddy settled here after the war. That new tank's where his house used to be. He wanted to cowboy and live in the West. Came to Texas from East Tennessee. The longhorns were wild as the deer in them breaks. With a long rope, he caught him a few. With the money he made from trailing them north, son, he proved up this homestead for you. The railroad got closer. They built the first fence where the river runs through the east side. When I was a button, we built those corrals. Then that winter, my granddaddy died. My father took over and bought up more range. With good purebreds, he improved our stock. It seemed that the windmills grew out of the ground. Then the land got as hard as a rock. Then during the Dust Bowl, we barely hung on. The north wind tried to blow us away. It seemed that the Lord took a liking to us. He kept turning up ways we could stay. My daddy grew older and gave me more rain. We'd paid for most all the land. By the time he went on, I was running more cows, and your daddy was my right-hand man. His eyes got real cloudy, took off in a trot, as I watched as he drove out of sight. Though I was a child, I knew I was special, and I'm feeling that same way tonight. Not many years later, my daddy was killed on a ship in the South China Sea. For 20-odd years now, we've made this ranch work, just two cowboys, my granddad and me. And now that he's gone, things are certain to change, and I reckon that's how it should be. But 5 generations have called this ranch home, and I promise it won't end with me. 'Cause I got a little one home in a crib. When he's old enough, he'll understand. From the top of that hill, I'll show him his ranch. 'Cause like me, he was born to this land. That's Red Steagall from 1989, Born to This Land. I hope that touched a lot of hearts. I bet it did.
On a lighter note, Kim, I have some of those airplane announcements.
Okay.
I shared a few of those anyway.
Yeah.
From a Southwest Airlines employee, welcome aboard Southwest Flight 245 to Tampa. To operate your seatbelt, insert the metal tab into the buckle and pull tight. It works like every other seatbelt, and if you don't know how to operate one, you probably shouldn't be out in public unsupervised. In the event of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, masks will descend from the ceiling. Stop screaming, grab the mask, and pull it over your face. If you have a small child traveling with you, secure your mask before assisting theirs. If you're traveling with more than one small child, pick your favorite. And that's the good stuff.